want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chicken fricassee. A dramatic rainstorm was rolling through the lower Florida Keys as we tried to decide what to make for breakfast the day after our granddaughter Audrey's first birthday. My daughter-in-law, Lourdes, wisely poured some freshly squeezed orange juice and put some of her homemade banana bread in the toaster to stave off the equally volatile storms of unquenched thirsts or insatiable appetites, propelled and honestly worsened by our practice of morning café con leches. Our family's meal planning is the center of our conversations, the way some families go on about sports, politics, or the weather. Luckily, we had her birthday party on a much sunnier yesterday. Soon, we'd be heading back to Miami, but first, we decided, a family lunch would be a fitting finale to the celebratory weekend. The sound of tires splashing through puddles was a soothing one as we sat in the soft light of the small Cuban breakfast joint called El Mocho on this bit of rock called Stock Island. The rained out of a day's work house painters, carpenters, and towing service guys surrounded the small tables, set with the barest of essentials, to accommodate the home-styled fare the owners of this eatery have been serving the working-class people on the island nearest Key West for years. The neighborhood is more trailer parks than homes. Life working in the fishing industry means pouring a lot of money in a boat, after all. The Hogfish Bar is the busiest place on Stock Island, with shrimpers and the wealthier land-based folks residing west of US 1 enjoying the vibe equally. There is one table out front of the open double doors of El Mocho. It is for the folks who want service outside, where the banana trees are in full flower. No one was sitting there on the morning I ordered chicken fricassee. A skin-on, bone-in, meaty bird was served after having been perfectly braised in a rich chicken stock alongside not only rice and caramelized plantains, but a full-to-the-brim bowl of perfectly cooked white beans to pour on top of that rice. Ham bits bobbed into view as the beans spread along and down the white mound of the rice. One cannot complain about a lack of starch in the fare at El Mocho. A fricassee is defined as a stew, usually chicken, that has been sautéed in butter and served with vegetables. Vegetables were not so much in evidence, but I took solace in the plantains. Another defining part of fricassee is that it is a braise that requires no initial browning, and it's softer, not quite white. A more golden hue is sought after. There are recipes for this dish dating back to a medieval French cookbook from 1300. Historians of the more recent Civil War era inform us that chicken fricassee was one of Abraham Lincoln's most beloved dishes. When my son Justin and I wrote our cookbook together, we included a recipe slightly different from the one I enjoyed at El Mocho. Our love of more pronounced seasonings and flavors required it. We go about making the simple braise, but we finish it with a punch of chilies, unsparingly for the two of us, olives, zest of lemon, and capers. Before I paid the bill, I watched, with deep satisfaction, little Audrey chewing Maduro plantains as she sat on her grandmother's lap. We left El Mocho filled with delicious memories of first birthdays and chicken fricassee. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.